Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
The forecast says it'll be cold today and hot tomorrow. As the seasons change, the weather can become so unpredictable. Rely on the certainty of a Mueller metal roof to provide superior protection for your home from Mother Nature year after year. Made from 26-gauge steel, our energy-efficient metal roofs are hail, fire, and wind-resistant. Inner strength and outward beauty. That's what you can expect from a Mueller metal roof on your home. With a wide variety of panel styles to choose from and a selection of more than 30 designer colors, your home will be sleek and stylish and possess the strength and durability you can depend on. Give yourself peace of mind knowing that which is most precious to you is sheltered from the storm. Visit our website at MuellerInc.com where you can browse our selection of panel styles and trim profiles. Then give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER or visit one of our 33 branch locations to speak to a Mueller sales representative who can help you get started today.
Well, packers have been aggressive in their search for market-ready cattle, but the focus is split between the aggressive recent pressure in futures trade and incredible strength in wholesale beef values through the week. With consumer demand running high, especially for any sign of ground beef products, the focus on moving product through the plant and onto store shelves has helped box beef values surge through this week. This stimulated cash cattle trade through the week in a wide and mixed trading range with prices of about $113, most recently here in our part of the country. $110 earlier in the week, so a $3 increase, and of course $3 higher than last week. Activity in the hog futures trade has separated itself for the most part from the emotional moves in the beef trade, but the focus on widespread market swings and overall uncertainty in pork demand on a domestic and global scale has created wide range price swings through the entire complex. Wheat markets are higher at all three exchanges, with winter wheat contracts pressing for a three-day winning streak. Kansas City and Chicago have featured gains as much as 15 cents overnight. Funds are net short all three wheat markets, which means de-risking involves buying contracts. Cash traders made note of the strength in low-protein hard red winter wheat on Wednesday, which is probably tied to mill demand for the lower-end wheat. Corn prices have rallied smartly overnight, gaining a large portion of the Wednesday losses back, but still working on an inside day. With the large ranges and high volatility, recovery attempts can be impressive. Wednesday saw a fresh round of contract lows with the lowest spot prices since September of 2016. The soy complex is higher, adding to gains posted Tuesday and Wednesday as consolidation takes hold from the sharply lower price action last week. While higher closes are important, it's noteworthy settlements the past 2 days have been well off the highs of the session. We're going to check the futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
Well, livestock futures, April live cattle down 425 yesterday, 92.10. June down 382, 85.92. April feeder cattle down 125, 109.62. May was down 332 at 108.52. April hogs down 32 cents, 58.15. May down 397, 58.70. Kansas City hard red winter wheat. May was up 15 and 3 quarters, 462 and a quarter. July was up 14 and 3 quarters at 467. Chicago wheat, the May was up 11 and 3 quarters, 520. July was up 10 and 3 quarters at 519 and a quarter. May corn up 8 cents at 343 and a quarter. July up 6 and 3 quarters at 348 and a half. May soybeans up 10 and 3 quarters at 836 and a quarter. July was up 9 and 3 quarters at 842 and a half. May cotton down 81 cents, 55.83. The July down 90 cents at 56.29. April crude up 166 at 2203.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.